Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will talk about all of the different melachot that are needed to provide meat on Yom Tov. As we stated earlier on, there is an allowance from the Torah, Ach Asher Ya'achel Lechol Nefesh Hu Levadoy Aseh Lahem, which tells us specifically items that are needed to prepare for food. You're allowed to break Yom Tov in order to have them, but that does not allow all of the melachot, all of the different activities, in order to prepare food for Yom Tov. Rather, it only allows you to break the melachot that are close to the time of eating, and also in order to prepare only small quantities to prepare for a meal. Kneading, baking, cooking, and slaughtering would be examples that are done close to the mealtime and that are done in small batches. But melachot that are done well in advance, and also in large quantities, like harvesting something, threshing, sifting, all of these are not permitted on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah now will talk about the status of trapping when it comes to animals and birds, and also fish on Yom Tov. Mishnah says, "En sadin dagim min habebarim b'yom tov." One is not allowed to trap fish from a pond on Yom Tov. Trapping is a forbidden melacha on Yom Tov, even for the purposes of food preparation. In terms of the comparison to dealing with grain, it's like harvesting. Trapping is in early stages of the food preparations. Therefore, it is asur to do on Yom Tov. You're also not allowed to put food in front of the fish. Fish have the ability to eat on their own. They may not even need food every single day. And if they needed food, it's all there in the pond with them. So therefore, if a person goes and puts fish food in the pond for them, it's tinha shelo lesorech. It's exerting oneself in an unnecessary way, which is prohibited on Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to feed these fish that are in the pond. Aval sadin hayave of min habebarim. But one is allowed to trap wild animals like deer or birds from their enclosures in which they were placed already before Yom Tov. What the Mishnah is talking about over here is a small enclosure, and the animal is already considered to be trapped. So therefore, I'm taking something that's already trapped. I'm not trapping it on Yom Tov. It's considered to be trapped from beforehand. It's within its pen. It's within its corral. And therefore, I'm taking it and I'm going to use it in order to slaughter it. You're not trapping the animal. So therefore, you're not breaking Yom Tov. You're not doing a melacha, so therefore it is permitted. And also, you're also allowed to put food in the enclosure for them on Yom Tov, because these types of enclosures don't have food for the animal. Therefore, mezonotan alecha, the need to provide food is on you as their provider. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel here is going to comment on the previous ruling. He's not going to disagree, rather he's going to clarify for us. He says, Lo kol habibarin shavin. In the last component of the Mishnah, where we allowed a person to take an animal from a pen on Yom Tov, that's not in every single situation. And he says, not all the enclosures are the same. We don't permit taking animals from all these different types of enclosures. Zak kelal, rather this is the general rule. Kol ha-mechosar seda asur, any animal that's considered not to be trapped because the enclosure that it's being held in is very, very big and a person still has to run after it in order to catch it, then a person's violating seda, catching it on Yom Tov. So therefore, that is prohibited. Ve-she'eno mechosar seda mutar, but in a situation where the pen is so small and the gated in area is small that a person doesn't have to do any work in order to grab the animal and bring it out and slaughter it, that animal is already considered to be trapped. So therefore, when he grabs onto that animal, he's not doing anything wrong, and that's permitted to be done on Yom Tov. What Ashbag is basically saying over here is, don't generalize, it all depends on the type of pen that the animal is in. If he's in a smaller pen, and he's already trapped from before Yom Tov starts, when you grab him on Yom Tov, you're not trapping the animal, he was already trapped. You're just taking him in and slaughtering him. But when you're talking about a very large pen that you have to go run after the animal, even within the enclosure, and go get him, he's not mehosad. He is mehosad sedan in that case. He's lacking trapping. So when I grab a hold of him, I am there trapping him for the first time. That is prohibited. Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. If a person does not have in mind to use an item before Yom Tov starts, that item becomes mukseh on the Yom Tov itself. He doesn't actually have to have befo'al, actively thinking about this item, but rather it has to be something that he would have thought about, something that he would put use to. It's within the realm of reason to think that he would use this item on Yom Tov, then it is not mukseh. But if it's something that he'll never think to use on Yom Tov, in that situation, the item becomes mukseh. So when talking about animals that are found in a trap on Yom Tov, halacha is, if one knew that they were there in the trap before the Yom Tov started, and he had the intention to use them, they're not mukseh, because they were there from before the holiday, and therefore it's within his realm to use them. But if there are animals that got caught on Yom Tov, those animals are mukseh, because those animals are coming on the Yom Tov itself, and before the Yom Tov started, we know that crucial time of Ben Hashem Ashot matters very much. When that time of Ben Hashem Ashot hit, they were not trapped, so therefore these items aren't usable because they're not within his possession. So therefore we say they are mukseh. This Mishnah will talk about situations where we have a safek case. We don't know if the animals were trapped or not on Yom Tov or before Yom Tov started. Mishnah says, Metzudot haya ve'of ve'dagim, traps for animals, birds, and fish, she'asa'an me'erev Yom Tov, that were made on Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov started, lo yitol mehen be'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take them on Yom Tov, ela im ken yodea she'nitzodu me'erev Yom Tov, unless you're certain that the items that you're trying to catch were caught before Yom Tov. In this understanding of Tanakh Kama, unless you know with 100% certainty that they were caught, then they are forbidden, because when dealing with mukseh, when dealing with something that is possibly not within my ability to use because I didn't think about it from before the holiday, we are strict, and even in cases of safek, cases of doubt, we are strict, even though this is a dirabanan. And the reason for that, various reasons brought down by the Rishonim, Tosfot brings down that it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that means something that will be allowed later on, after Shabbat's over, or after Yom Tov is over. So therefore, since it's not a tremendous loss, this idol will become allowed in 12 hours, and 24 hours from now, when Shabbat or Yom Tov are over. So therefore, davar sheyesh lo matirin, and even with the case of safek, we're going to be mahmir. But now we're going to see that Rabban Gamliel is going to disagree with this. This is a hasurei mehasera v'hachiktani. There are missing words from this Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah would normally read, and therefore we learn that safek muhan asur, a doubt of a case of something that is available to be used or not as asur. And now the Rabban Gamliel matir, but Rabban Gamliel allows that safek case, and then we'll bring a story to show what he holds. Umaaseh benochri ahad shehevi dagim l'Rabban Gamliel. There was once a story of a nochri, of a non-Jew, who brought dagim, fish, to Rabban Gamliel on the Yom Tov. And Rabban Gamliel didn't know whether these fish were caught on Yom Tov or from before Yom Tov. So therefore, it's a case of safek. He doesn't know. Ve'amad mutarin hen. And he ruled that these fish were acceptable and permitted. Ela she'en retzoni rekabel hemenu. But he said that he doesn't want to accept a gift from this person. We understand his line here as mutarin hen. Mutarin, to take them. They're not considered to be mukseh, but eating them, which is a much more severe type of action, would still be not allowed according to Rabban Gamliel. So he wanted to show clearly, case of safek muhan is allowed according to Rabban Gamliel. They're not a problem, but he just didn't want to take them. He didn't want to take a gift from this particular nochri, from this particular non-Jew, but he ruled in the situation that it was allowed to move this safek muhan item.